the legal status of this, first of all, we're talking about the United States of America here, right? The internet is definitely a global network, but it does have physical locality. There, these companies and their those computers are located in one place or another place, and you know, the where China, connects in here, you can bet they have, you know, firewall as it's called, right there where this tube is connected into China, and they control that very well. Okay, but let's just leave China out of it and just talk about the, you know, the U.S. part of the internet. And I think the simple answer is, technologically, there's a lot that could be done, and legally, it's very murky. And in fact, one of the, if you read a little bit about the Comcast case, where the FCC ultimately scolded Comcast and told them not to do it again, one of the possible outcomes, which seems not to have actually happened, was that the Comcast might have turned around and said, F you, you have no legal authority over what we do anyway. You're only in charge of the telephone system. And we're not subject to the internet is not subject to FCC authority. So it's actually unclear, okay, what the extent of the authority of the Federal Communications Commission would be to go in and say what can and can't, what rules all of these parties and the higher tiered ISPs that connect them together have to do things or not to do things. Now, there's sort of two forces pushing back against government authority here. One is that in the United States, all those data packets flowing around are arguably a form of speech. Right? I send you a message. You know, I using Comcast send Ken a message using NDOS, and it flows through here. Nice sequence of data packets. The government, arguably, has no authority because of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law infringing freedom of speech, to say what packets I can pass to Ken and what packets I can't. And the other side of it is that that these are all private corporations, and until the government regulates this part of, until the legislature, you know, until Congress passes some law regulating their operations, they don't have authority, and they will certainly resist any imposition of government authority. Okay, so now we're sort of getting closer to the point.
Right. And then just to make this a little bit more complicated, Harry sends me a packet, you know, he sends me a packet, that's all fine, and Congress can't restrict it at all. But certain kinds of communication between Harry and me get taxed. So if he decides to use his telephone to talk to me, that communication is subject to taxes. But what happens if he uses exactly the same line and he sends me that message through the same line? I mean, it's the same picture, it's the same phone wire, right? But now it's an internet message. Well, there's no tax there. But what happens if the internet message that he sends me, upon which there's no tax, is actually bits that represent a voice over IP phone call from his phone that's connected to his computer? Now you see why it's complicated.